So we'll chant a bhajan by Srila Narottam Das Thakur called Sakhi Vrinde Vignapti, popularly known as Radha Krishna Pranamora. Sakhi Vrinde Vignapti means prayer to the Sakhis, the gopis of Vrindavan. Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugal Kishore Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugal Kishore Jivan Marane Gati Arna Himo जीवन मरण गति अर नहि मोर कालिंदिरा कुल केली कदम बेरवना कालिंदिरा कुल केली कदम बेरवना रतन वेदिरा पर बोशबो दुजन रतन वेदिरा पर बोशबो दुजन राधा कृष्ण प्राण मोरा युगल किशोर श्याम गौरी अंग दिवो चंदनेर गंध श्याम गौरी अंग दिवो चंदनेर गंध चामर ढोला बो कबे Hari Mukha Chandra Chamara Dhola Bokabe Hari Mukha Chandra Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugal Kishore Gatiya Mala Tir Mala Dibo Dohar Gale Gatiya Mala Tir Mala Dibo Dohar Gale Adhar Tuli Adibo Karpura Tambule Adhar Tuli Adibo Karpura Tambule Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugal Kishore Lalita Vishakha Adi Jato Shakhi Vrinda Lalita Vishakha Adi Jato Shakhi Vrinda Agyaya Kari Vosva Charana Ravinda Agyaya Kari Vosva Charana Ravinda Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugal Kishore Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhur
দাসের অনুদাস শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভুর দাসের অনুদাস সেবা অভিলাষ করে নরোত্তম দাস সেবা অভিলাষ করে নরোত্তম দাস রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রাণ মোরা যুগল কিশোর জীবন মরণ গতি আর নাহি মোর হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর রাধে জয় রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর রাধে জয় কৃষ্ণ বলরাম জয় কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কৃষ্ণ বলরাম জয় কৃষ্ণ বলরাম জয় গৌরানিতায় 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 জয় গৌরানিতায় জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ প্রভুপাদ Prabhupada, Jai Jai Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतहिस डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Sri Lalita Shashti ki jai. Srimati Lalita Devi Avirbhav Divas ki jai. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादांग सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनितिनामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। श्री कृष्ण इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। ही हैज एन इटर्नल स्पिरिचुअल फॉर्म that is full of knowledge and bliss. He is Satchidananda Vigraha, the form of eternity, knowledge and bliss. And he exists simply for the sake of increasing transcendental bliss. That is a purpose for God's existence. And therefore, that is a purpose for the existence of everything and anything at all. Everything exists simply to increase transcendental bliss. The increase of transcendental bliss takes place in company, not alone. Therefore, Sri Krishna expands himself as Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is his divine ecstatic potency, the Ladini Shakti personified. In the Shastras it is explained that Krishna's internal energy, the spiritual potency, has three divisions: the Sandhini Shakti, the Samvit Shakti, and the Ladini Shakti. These three Shaktis are actually one Shakti, but they appear in these three features because they perform different functions. The Samvit Shakti is responsible for making Krishna all-knowing, omniscient. It is a Shakti by which Krishna knows himself and everything. It is a Shakti which, when imbued into us, makes us aware of the spiritual reality. The Sandhini Shakti, Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, and we'll be reading in today's class from Srila Prabhupada's books, specifically the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the purports and some of the verses. Prabhupada mentions in the Adi Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 4, text 71, that Srimati Radharani is as fully spiritual as Krishna is. And therefore, when Krishna associates with Srimati Radharani for increase of transcendental bliss, Sri Krishna is not enjoying anything that is internally different from him. Therefore, Radha and Krishna are identical. And then Prabhupada says, quote, "The Sandhini portion of Krishna's internal potency has manifested the all-attractive form of Sri Krishna, and the same internal potency in the Ladini feature has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction for the all-attractive. No one can match Srimati Radharani in the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna." The Sandhini feature of the Lord's internal potency is called the existence potency. It is a potency by which Krishna exists and by which anything exists. And specifically, as Prabhupada mentions here, it manifests the all-attractive form of Krishna. So the Sandhini feature brings about the form of Krishna, and the Ladini feature brings about the form of Srimati Radharani, and therefore the two are non-different. Both are spiritual substance. So we'll read a few verses as a build-up to understanding the tattva of Lalita Devi, and before we hear a few short pastimes. This is the Adi Leela, 4th chapter, text 71. Kaviraj Goswami says, "Krishna prem bhavita jar chitindriya kai, Krishna nija shakti radha kridara sahai." Radharani's mind, senses and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. Then Kaviraj Goswami quotes the famous verse of the Brahma Samhita: "Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhis tabhirya eva nijarupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasatya khilatma bhuto govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami." I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic Ladini potency. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever blissful spiritual rasa. So here, Brahmaji is talking about Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And he says that Srimati Radharani is Nija Rupataya. She has the same form as Krishna. Her form resembles the spiritual figure of Sri Krishna. And she embodies this Ladini ecstatic potency. And Kalabhihi, Srimati Radharani has her expansions. Just as Krishna has his expansions, Srimati Radharani has her expansions, Kalabhihi, the expansions of her expansions, who are the gopis or the sakhis. And about the gopis or the sakhis, Brahmaji says, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhihi. In other words, that these gopis, who are the bodily extensions of Srimati Radharani, are imbued and permeated with ever blissful spiritual rasa. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. They are full of this divine nectar of ecstatic love. Pratibhavitabhihi. That at every second they engrossed in this mood. So Kaviraj Goswami, after having spoken about Srimati Radharani, is now talking about the gopis. Then he says,
Krishna re korai jai che rasa swadan, kridara sahai jai che shuno vivaran.
Now please listen to how Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste ras, and how they help him in his pastimes.
Krishna kanta gana dekhi trividha prakar, ekul lakshmi gana pure mahishi gana ar.
The beloved consorts of Lord Krishna, that is Krishna kanta gana, the consorts of Krishna, are of three kinds. The goddesses of fortune, that is the Lakshmi Devis, the queens, that is of Dwarka, and the milkmaids of Vraja, that is the gopis, who are the foremost of all. These consorts all proceed from Radhika. Next verse.
Avatari Krishna jayche kare avatar, anshini radha hoite tina ganira vistar.
Just as the fountainhead Lord Krishna is the cause of all incarnations, so Sri Radha is the cause of all these consorts. An important point. Krishna has so many expansions, so many avatars, and Krishna's primary consort, Srimati Radharani, expands herself correspondingly to make so many consorts for the different expansions of Krishna.
Vaibhav gana janatar anga vibhuti bimba prati bimba rupe mahishiratati.
The goddesses of fortune are partial manifestations of Srimati Radhika. Anga vibhuti. So they are partial manifestations of Srimati Radharani. These are the Lakshmi Devis. And what about the queens of Dwarka? The queens, he says, they are the reflections of her image. Bimba pratibimba rupa mahishira tati. So Prabhupada translates this verse as, the goddesses of fortune are partial manifestations of Srimati Radhika, and the queens are the reflections of her image. Next.
Lakshmi gana tar vaibhav vilasam sharup, mahishi gana vaibhav prakasha swarup.
The goddesses of fortune are her plenary portions. Vilas, Vaibhava Vilas Ansha. The goddesses of fortune are her plenary portions and they display the forms of Vaibhava Vilas. The queens are of the nature of her Vaibhava Prakash. And then what about the gopis? Kaviraj Goswami says,
Akara Svabhava Bhede Vraja Devi Gan Kaya Vyuha Rupatara Rasira Karan.
The Vraja Devis, that is the gopis, have diverse bodily features. They are her expansions and are the instruments for expanding rasa. So the first thing about the gopis that Kaviraj Goswami says is that the gopis have diverse features. although they are all extremely beautiful and transcendental, but they all look different. They have different temperaments, they have different features. And they are Kaya Vyuha Rupa. Kaya Vyuha means that they are personally the expansions of the transcendental body of Srimati Radharani. These are the Kaya Vyuha Gopis. So the main gopis of Srimati Radharani are not jivas like we are. They are directly the bodily expansions of Srimati Radharani, Kaya Vyuha. So they are called the Kaya Vyuha Gopis, as opposed to the other Nitya Siddha Gopis, who are also eternally in the spiritual world, but they are jivas. But these Kaya Vyuha Gopis are not jivas. And why does Krishna need all these gopis?
Bahu kanta vina nahe rasara ullas lila rasahaya lagi bahuta prakash.
Without many consorts, there is not such exaltation in rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes.
Bahu kanta vina nahe rasira ullas.
So to increase the exhilaration, the taste, the bliss of ras, of divine mellow, there are so many expansions who come from the divine body of Srimati Radharani. So that is the purpose for the existence of the gopis, the sakhis.
Tar madhye vrajinana bhavarasa bhede krishna ke korai rasa dika lila swade.
Among them are various groups of consorts in Vraj who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Lord Krishna taste all the sweetness of the rasa dance and other pastimes. So the gopis are existing in such varieties of different mellows and moods and appearances and so on in order to facilitate the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes like the Rasalila and so on. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that because these gopis, the damsels of Raja, are the direct expansions of her personal body, of her personal form, they are agents of different reciprocations of love in the pastimes of Lord Krishna under the supreme direction of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada says, the exuberance of transcendental mellows is increased by the association of a large number of personalities similar to Radharani, who are also known as gopis or sakhis. The variety of innumerable mistresses is a source of relish for Sri Krishna, and therefore these expansions from Srimati Radharani are necessary for enhancing the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. Their transcendental exchanges of love are the super excellent affairs of the pastimes of Vrindavan. By these expansions of Srimati Radharani's personal body, she helps Lord Krishna taste the ras dance and other similar activities. So in this way, the purpose and the activities of the gopis has been very, very wonderfully explained by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami here. So these dealings are on the spiritual platform, completely transcendental. Just like Krishna and Srimati Radharani are fully spiritual, the gopis are also fully spiritual. And therefore the dealings that take place between Krishna and the gopis, including Srimati Radharani, are fully spiritual. And they should not be confused or equated with the dealings that take place between men and women in this world. One is like gold, the other is like iron. There is no comparison. Later, in the fourth chapter, in text 217, Kaviraj Goswami further elaborates on this same theme.
Radha saha krida rasa vriddhira karan arasava gopigana rasopakaran. all the other gopis help increase the joy of Krishna's pastimes with Radharani. The gopis act as instruments of their mutual enjoyment. So, although Krishna derives primary enjoyment by being with Srimati Radharani, but all these other gopis are created by Srimati Radharani to facilitate and increase that exchange of transcendental bliss and to serve and help Krishna taste that bliss. So this is Srimati Radharani's mood. She only wants to see that Sri Krishna's bliss is increased, that he can be served in the best possible way. And similarly, Krishna's only wish is to see that Srimati Radharani's transcendental bliss is increased. So in this way, Kaviraj Goswami has explained the tattva of the gopis. Having done that, we now come to the Madhya Leela, 8th chapter, the talks between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. And Ramananda Rai says about the pastimes of Radha Krishna, just in order that we may not misunderstand them and think them to be ordinary mundane dealings. Ramananda Rai says, Radha Krishna Lilai Ati Gurhatar Dasya Vatsalya Adi Bhave Nahoya Gochar. The pastimes of Radha and Krishna are very confidential. They cannot be understood through the mellows of servitude, fraternity, or parental affection. Then how can they be understood? Who can understand the dealings of Radha and Krishna? So Ramananda Rai gives the answer here in the next verse. It is only the gopis who can understand.
Shabe ek shakhi ganer iha adhikar shakhi hoyte hoy ei lilar avistar.
Actually, only the gopis have the right to appreciate these transcendental pastimes, and only from them can these pastimes be expanded.
Shakhi bina ei lila pushto nahi hoy shakhi lila vistariya shakhi asvadai.
Without the gopis, these pastimes between Radha and Krishna cannot be nourished. Only by their cooperation are such pastimes broadcast. It is their business to taste the mellows.
Sakhi bina ei lilai anir nahi gati sakhi bhave jai tare kare anugati Radha Krishna kunj seva sadhya sei pai shei sadhya paite ar nahi ka upai.
Without the help of the gopis, one cannot enter into these pastimes. Only one who worships the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis, following in their footsteps, can engage in the service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. Only then can one understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. There is no other procedure for understanding. In other words, Ramananda Rai is saying here that if one wants to understand Radha Krishna and their pranaya vikriti ladini shakti rasmad, if one wants to understand their transcendental loving dealings, then one must follow in the footsteps of the gopis. There is no other way to understand these pastimes. In the purport, which is quite long, Srila Prabhupada quotes from Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujjvala Neelamani, and he quotes the definition of a sakhi. We say Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, and so on. So what is the definition of a sakhi? This is given by Srila Rupa Goswami in Ujjvala Neelamani, as quoted by Prabhupada here.
Prema Leela Viharanam Samyak Vistarika Sakhi Vishrambha Ratnapeti Cha.
One who expands the conjugal love of Krishna and his enjoyment among the gopis is called a sakhi. Such a person is a confidential gopi in conjugal affairs. Such assistants are like jewels in the form of Krishna's confidants. So, what is the business of the sakhis in the spiritual world? What do they do there? Many
people, even transcendentalists, who are not familiar with the ways of devotion in the spiritual world are perplexed about what could possibly go on in the spiritual world. Because they are accustomed to meditating on the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord, which is without variety, which does not have any pastimes. So they do not understand that there could be variegatedness and eternal pastimes of bliss going on in the spiritual planets in the spiritual world. And the topmost among these planets is Goloka Vrindavan, in which Krishna is eternally reciprocating with his pure devotees, his eternal associates, in various pastimes of love. So what is it that these sakhis are doing? Yes, the cowherd boys, they are frolicking with Krishna in the pasturing grounds, playing so many games, fooling with each other, grazing the cows, decorating themselves with the minerals that are found there and with the flowers and the leaves, enjoying delicious foodstuffs as picnics on the bank of the Yamuna, racing with each other, and so on. What do the gopis do? What do these sakhis do? Again, Srila Prabhupada is quoting extensively from Ujjvala Neelamani. And what he describes here, that what are the functions of the sakhis? What do they do there? Rupa Goswami outlines 16 such activities or broad functions that they do. So I'll quote this section from Srila Prabhupada's purport. And Prabhupada is quoting from Ujjvala Neelamani. In the conjugal pastimes of Krishna, Krishna is the hero, Nayak, and Radhika is the heroine, Nayika. The first business of the gopis is to chant the glories of both the hero and the heroine of Radha and Krishna. So this is the first activity that the sakhis or the gopis do, to chant the glories of Radha and Krishna. Their second business is to gradually create a situation in which the hero may be attracted to the heroine and vice versa. Of course, Radha and Krishna are already attracted to each other, but the gopis serve to ever increase that attachment and that attraction. And they do all kinds of arrangements to facilitate that. I'm interspersing Prabhupada's purport with some comments. Quote again, their third business is to induce both of them to approach each other. Their fourth business is to surrender unto Krishna. The fifth is to create a jovial atmosphere. The sixth, to give them assurance to enjoy their pastimes. The seventh, to dress and decorate both hero and heroine. The eighth, to show expertise in expressing their desires. The ninth, to conceal the faults of the heroine, not the hero. The hero's faults, they advertise very loudly. But the heroine's faults, it is a business to conceal her faults. The tenth, to cheat their respective husbands and relatives. Of course, we should know that they are make-believe husbands, make-believe in-laws, who actually serve as outlaws, because they interfere. And therefore, Srimati Radharani and the other gopis, they have to cheat, so-called cheat, on their in-laws, thinking them to be like outlaws. But actually, these are all divine arrangements just to nourish that taste of Madhuri Ras. These are all arrangements going on for a transcendental purpose. And these things are, of course, never to be imitated within this material world. The 11th, to educate. The 12th, to enable both the hero and the heroine to meet at the proper time. The 13th, to fan the hero and the heroine, as we chanted in the verse today, Chamara Dhulabo Kobe Heri Mukha Chandra. They are fanning the divine couple. The bhajan that we sang at the beginning of the class is a prayer to the sakhis, and it describes the different services they render to the divine couple, Yugal Kishore. The 14th, to sometimes reproach the hero and the heroine.
the 15th to set conversations in motion, and the 16th to protect the heroine by various means.
So these are the 16 businesses of the Sakhis in Goloka Vrindavan. So you can see that the Sakhis exist only for the sake of Radha and Krishna. They have no other purpose for existing. Srila Prabhupada also mentions that there are materialistic sahajiyas, and specifically a variety called Sakhi Bhekas, who actually dress themselves up as certain gopis. And Prabhupada condemns this thinking and this mentality and says very strongly, Krishna is never attracted by the artificial grooming of the material body. The Sakhi Bhekis believe that the material body which is fit to be eaten by jackals and dogs is enjoyable for Krishna. So Krishna is never attracted to anything material. As we mentioned at the beginning of the class, he cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. So therefore, his enjoyment with the gopis is spiritual, and the gopis are also completely spiritual. And these sahajiyas, who dress themselves up as gopis, are performing a great disservice and are actually very offensive. And Srila Jiva Goswami also, Srila Prabhupada mentions, cautions against this kind of behavior. He warns that thinking oneself one of the associates of the Supreme without following in the footsteps of the gopis is as offensive as thinking oneself the Supreme. Such thinking is an aparad. One has to practice living in Vrindavan by hearing about the talks of the gopis with Krishna. However, one should not consider himself a gopi, for this is offensive. And then, in the next verse, Ramananda Rai explains that the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna are self-effulgent. They are happiness personified, unlimited, and all-powerful. Even so, the spiritual humors of such pastimes are never complete without the gopis, the Lord's personal friends. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is never complete without His spiritual potencies. Therefore, unless one takes shelter of the gopis, one cannot enter into the company of Radha and Krishna. Who can be interested in their spiritual pastimes without taking their shelter? So therefore, we see now the role that the Sakhis or the gopis play in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. It is explained by the Acharyas that the associates or the Sakhis and the gopis who are associates of Srimati Radharani are of five categories. The first categories are called Sakhis, just ordinary Sakhis. And examples are Vrinda and Dhanishta. There is another category of Sakhis called Nitya Sakhis, eternal Sakhis, like for example Mani Manjari. The third category of Sakhis are the Prana Sakhis, like Sashi and Mukhi. The fourth category of Sakhis are the Priya Sakhis, like Kamala and Madhavi. And then finally, there are the topmost category of Sakhis called the Paramapreshtha Sakhis. And these Paramapreshtha Sakhis are 8 in number, and they are popularly known as Ashta Sakhis. So let's see if we can remember the names of the Ashta Sakhis. Yeah, one by one. Lalita Devi, it's her appearance today. Next, Vishakha. Third, Tungavidya, Champaklata, Sudevi, Chitra, Rangadevi, Indulekha. So these are the eight Sakhis who are the Paramapreshtha Sakhis, the topmost Sakhis of Srimati Radharani. And they assist Srimati Radharani although they are leaders of gopis in their own right, and they command, so to speak, many, many hundreds and thousands of gopis, but ultimately they all completely surrendered to Srimati Radharani, these Paramapreshtha Sakhis. So 8 of the Sakhis in Radharani's entourage are the chief, and amongst them, Srimati Lalita Devi is the head, the chief, the most important of the Paramapreshtha Sakhis. She is the leader amongst the leader assistants of Srimati Radharani. Because she is so close to Srimati Radharani, she follows her wherever she goes. Sometimes she haughtily stands very close to where Radha Krishna are personally standing. She is also called Anuradha. Anuradha means one who always follows Radharani. So this goes to show how important Lalita Devi is, how close she is to Srimati Radharani. She is the chief amongst all the Sakhi associates of Srimati Radharani. Lalita's group is the main group. The Sakhis are eternally at a certain age, approximately 14 years of age, a little here and there, depending on the different Sakhis. And they remain at that age always in the spiritual world. As you know, in the spiritual world, since everything is eternal and spiritual, nothing ages. There is no decay. There is no degeneration. There is no deterioration. There is no old age and disease and death and birth in the spiritual world. So when Krishna descends into this world, he play acts. He appears to be born. He appears to grow just like the children in this world, in the human species, grow. But when he reaches his Kaishor age, his age of adolescence, of pre-youth, thereafter he doesn't grow. He stops growing. Why does he stop growing? Because that is the age at which he eternally exists in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. Therefore, when Krishna descends here into Bhauma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan manifested on the earth, so he grows up to that point only and not beyond that. Because Krishna doesn't manifest himself at any age older than that. Similarly, all the associates of Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani also are always youthful. Srimati Radharani also appears approximately 14 years of age, and so do her Sakhis. The Manjaris, who are the assistants of the gopis, are younger, and their ages vary from 10 to 14. These are the eternal ages in the spiritual world. Lalita Sakhi is a chief Sakhi, as I mentioned, and her chief Manjari, her chief assistant, is Rupa Manjari. And that same Rupa Manjari has appeared in Gaur Leela as Srila Rupa Goswami. And therefore, even though Sanatan Goswami is older than Rupa Goswami, he is the elder brother, but still Rupa Goswami is considered the chief amongst the 6 Goswamis. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are considered Rupanugas. So Lalita Sakhi is said to be about 27 days older than Srimati Radharani. And she takes full advantage of that age difference, because she is constantly advising Radharani. She is like a Shiksha Guru, even for Radharani. And taking that position, she will sometimes reprimand Radharani. She will chastise her and correct her, caution her, warn her about that crooked person who is coming down the street. So this is Lalita Devi's function. So behind all the external arrogance and the haughtiness of Srimati Lalita Devi lies an unfathomable ocean of pure devotion for Radha and Krishna. So therefore, these expressions of haughtiness should not be misunderstood. The Acharyas have also explained that there are left-wing gopis and right-wing gopis. Right wing gopis are the Dakshina. Dakshina means right. They are generally submissive. They don't argue and quarrel with Krishna. They are just enamored by the sweetness of Krishna. And this group of gopis is led by Chandravali. The other group, which is called the left wing group, the Vamya gopis, Vamya means left, the left wing gopis, although their devotion is unparalleled, they are sometimes not so submissive to Krishna. And they may argue with him, sometimes they may reprimand him. And Srimati Radharani is the leader of this group. And the two groups are rivals, and they can't understand each other's mentality. One group, the Chandravalis group, thinks, how can these gopis led by Radharani find fault with Krishna? How can they reprimand him? And Radharani's group, led by Lalita Devi, and particularly Lalita Devi, will think, how this other group of Chandravali, how are they so submissive to Krishna? Don't they see he's like this and he's like that? So this is the fundamental difference. But ultimately, they are all serving to please Krishna with complete, perfect devotion. So Lalita Devi is the leader of the left-wing gopis under Srimati Radharani. And sometimes she talks to Krishna and she will chastise him, she will rebuke him. And whenever there is an argument that breaks out between Krishna and the gopis, you can be sure that Srimati Lalita Devi is right there in the forefront. And she will argue with Krishna. One time near Govardhan, when the gopis came to pluck flowers, Krishna came there just looking for a fight. And he came there and said, hey, why are you coming here? You have no right to come here. Don't you know I am the protector of Vraj? And without my permission, you are coming in and breaking all these flowers here? So then Lalita Devi came forward and responded, we know what kind of protector you are. You haven't planted even a single seed here. You haven't watered a single plant here in Vraj. On the contrary, your thousands of cows come and eat up all the plants and the tender saplings here. It is we who have planted every seed and we who have watered every plant. So Krishna gets offended. What? You are talking to me like this? Don't you know who I am? I am religion personified. I am the most pious person. You cannot talk to me like this. So Lalita Devi responds, yes, yes, we know what kind of religious person you are. We know what kind of activities you did right from your babyhood. Even when you were 7 days old, you killed a lady. Her name was Putana. And then tell me, in which house in Vraj have you not gone and stolen something? You're the most celebrated thief of Vrindavan. And then you've stolen the gopis' clothes. And you've done the Ras Leela with other gopis who have husbands. Now we know what kind of religious person you are. And then Krishna has no answer in front of Lalita's haughtiness and her logical statements. In this way, Lalita Devi is always there to participate in these pastimes to make them more sweeter. And Krishna is captured more completely by the left-wing gopis than by the right-wing gopis because of such behavior. Specifically, the age of Srimati Lalita Devi is 14 years, 8 months and 27 days. And she appeared here in Uncha Gao, near Barsana. Her father's name is Vishoka. Mother's name is Sharadi Devi. Her husband is Bhairava Gopa, who is a close friend of Govardhan Malla, who is the husband of Chandravali Gopi. So all kinds of complex interrelationships are here in Vrindavan. And the same Lalita Sakhi has appeared in Gaur Leela. She has appeared in many forms actually in Gaur Leela. It is said that Ramananda Rai is a combined form of Arjun the Pandava, Arjun the cowherd boy, Arjuniya Gopi, and also Lalita Sakhi. Similarly, Gadadhar Pandit is considered to be Srimati Radharani, But because Lalita Devi is Anuradha, she goes wherever Radharani goes, so she has also entered into the body of Gadadhar Pandit, and therefore Gadadhar Pandit is considered the joint incarnation of Srimati Radharani and Lalita Devi. Similarly, the Gauda Ganodesha Deepika says that another devotee called Dhruvananda Brahmachari is also an incarnation of Lalita Devi. Although the Gauda Ganodesha Deepika says that Swarup Damodar Goswami is Vishakha, but prevalent opinion in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is that Swarup Damodar Goswami is also actually Lalita Devi. Be that as it may, Lalita Devi has appeared in these forms in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In her eternal Goloka Leela, she assists Purnamasi also, along with the other Sakhis, in decorating Radha and Krishna, in arranging the time and place for their meetings. She holds a parasol or an umbrella above Krishna or Radha and Krishna to shield them from the sun and so on. And they perform many, many sweet pastimes in this way. Here in Braj, near Radha Kund, we have Lalita's Kund also. Actually, the Lalita Kund was created before Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, when Lalita Devi along with Krishna decided that they would invite the 64 Kunds, the 64 Tirthas to come, so that anyone who had committed even the six types of murder, for example, murder of the womb, of the fetus in the womb, Bhrunahatya, murder of a Brahmana, Brahmahatya, murder of a cow, Gohatya, murder of insects, Krimihatya, murder of relatives, Svanahatya, and suicide, Atmahatya. So those who perform these six kind of killings, if they take bath in Lalita Kund, then they get absolved of the sin that arises from this. So that is the reason why Lalita Devi, in cooperation with Krishna, created this Kund. And after Krishna killed Arishtasura, who was in the form of a bull, he promptly took bath in Lalita Kund to absolve himself of the sin of killing a bull. So when he came to Radharani, Radharani said, "You killed a bull and you have to perform atonement." And Krishna says, "But I just took bath in Lalita Kund." So all the gopis said, "We have never seen, heard or felt all the holy tirthas entering Lalita Kund. So how do we know what you're saying is true?" So then Krishna manifested all the holy places, and he created Shyam Kund, and then Radharani created, then Radha Kund was created. So Lalita Devi was watching this in great ecstasy. And when Radha Kund and Shyam Kund were created, then she made the waters of the two mingle and then overflow into Lalita Kund. Just as Radha Kund, the waters of this lake are non-different from Srimati Radharani, they are Radharani's love in a liquid form. Similarly, Lalita Kund is non-different from Lalita Devi. It is her prema in liquid form. So one who bathes or comes in contact with the water of Lalita Kund will make his or her life perfect. So when you go on Brajamandal Parikrama, we can all hear so many other wonderful pastimes of the gopis with Krishna, and specifically of Srimati Lalita Devi. But we are running against time. I was thinking of chanting Lalita Ashtakam, but it's already 9:10. So I don't know whether we should do it. Maybe we can just chant it in 10 minutes, if you are willing to delay your prasadam for 10 minutes. So can we request the devotees to please distribute this, some at the back and some in the front. Please share these copies. We have only about 75 or 80. So share one sheet between two devotees if possible.
So we're going to chant the Lalitashtakam of Srila Rupa Goswami. And then after that I will read the translation. Before I begin, I'll read the translation of the last verse, the ninth verse, just to give you some inspiration to chant these verses very nicely. The translation of text 9 is, anyone who recites these prayers, praising Lalita's wonderful qualities with a pure vision, will be lovingly counted among her own friends or maidservants by Sri Radhika, the brilliant desire vine of the family of the Lord of Kirtida, King Vrishabhanu. So if you would like to be admitted to the inner circle, then let us all chant this prayer very nicely. What we'll do is we'll begin by chanting the fourth line, and then we will come back to the first line and go beyond.
Devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Gharma Bindu. Nirmanchano Pakarani Krita Deha Laksham. Uttunga Sahurida Visheshavashat Pragalbham. Devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. Raka sudha kirana mandala kanti dandi. Vaktra shriyam chakita charu chamuru netram. Radha prasadhana vidhana kala prasiddham. Devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. Lasyolla sadbhujaga shatrupatatra chitra. Pattam shuka bharana kanchuli kanti kanchitangim. Gorochana ruchi vigarhana gauri manam. Devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. Dhurte vrajendra tanae tanu sushthu vamyam. Ma dakshina bhava kalankini laghavaya. Radhe giram shrinuhitam iti shikshayantim. Devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. Radham abhi vrajapate kritamatma jena. Kutam managapi vilokya vilohitakshim. Vabhangi bhistama chirena vilajjayantim. Devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. Devim Vatsalya Vrinda Vasatim Pashupala Rajna. Sakhyanu Shikshana Kala Sugurum Sakhinam. Radha Bala Vraja Jeevita Nirvishesham. Devim Gunahi Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Yam Kama Pi Vraja Kule Vrishabhanu Jaya. Prekshyasva Paksha Padavim Anurudhyamanam. Sadhyastadishta Ghatanena Kritarthayantim. Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Radha Vrajendra Suta Sangam Ranga Charyam. Varyam Vinishchit Chitavatim Akhilot Savebhya. Tam Gokula Priya Sakhi Nikuramba Mukhyam. Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Nandan Amuni Lalita Guna Lalitani. Padyani Yah Pathati Nirmala Drishti Rashtau. Pritya Vikarshati Janam Nija Vrinda Madhye. Tam Kirti Dhapati Kulojvala Kalpavalli. Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami.
I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She worships the perspiration of Sri Sri Radha Mukunda's lotus feet and acts boldly out of intense feelings of friendship for them. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. Her face defeats the beauty of the ambrosial corona of the full moon. Her eyes are like those of an alarmed deer, and she is expert in the art of decorating Sri Radhika. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She wears a wonderful silk dress, like a peacock with outstretched feathers, as well as a nice blouse, and her complexion defeats the golden splendor of Gorochana. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She teaches Sri Radhika the art of a left-wing heroine, saying, "Radhe, firmly reject the shrewd son of the king of Vraja. O immoral girl, listen, don't be weak. I am saying it for your own good. Don't submit to him." I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. Her eyes become red with anger if she sees the son of the king of Vraja cheating Sri Radhika even slightly, and then she will promptly embarrass him with her clever words. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She is the abode of affection for the queen of cowherders, Yashoda. She is the teacher of the art of friendship for all the sakhis, and her love for Sri Radhika and Krishna is equal. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She requests every girl in Vraja to
to join the party of Vrishabhanu's daughter and who fulfills all desires of that girl or of Sri Radhika. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She always enjoys the festival of Radha and Vrajendra Suta's meeting, and she is the chief of all Radha's dear girlfriends in Gokula. Anyone who recites these prayers, praising Lalita's wonderful qualities with a pure vision, will be lovingly counted amongst her own friends or maidservants by Sri Radhika, the brilliant desire vine of the family of the Lord of Kirtida, King Vrishabhanu. Srimati Lalita Devi ki jai, Srimati Lalita Devi Avirbhav Mahotsav ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.